coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBreedCanada.ca. Norm Borg here as we continue our close-up look at the nominees for the O'Brien Awards. My next guest is the owner of the two-year-old sensation Big Jim, up for honors in the pacing colt division for that age, already a winner of the Dan Patch Award in the States, and a man who puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to giving back to the industry. Jim Carr is my guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Okay, before we get started, I've got to give a big shout-out to all the people involved with Horse Racing New Brunswick. I had the distinct honor of being the guest speaker at their annual awards banquet in Fredericton over the weekend, and what a great time it was. Nothing like partying with Maritimers, I got to tell you. To Jeff Malloy of Horse Racing New Brunswick, the regional horse racing association there in Fredericton as well, Margot Fisher and everyone who put the evening together, bravo, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you very soon. Jim Carr is the owner of O'Brien nominee Big Jim, whose only out-of-the-money finish came in last year's Metro Pace, an unfortunate early break. The only real blotch on his record in just 10 starts, which includes victories in the Breeders' Crown, of course, the Nassagawea, Champlain, Dreammaker, and, of course, a world record performance in the Governor's Cup. Jim, welcome to Trot Radio.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Not as good as you must feel about your chances of winning an O'Brien Award. What a phenomenal two-year-old you've got. You've got the world's fastest two-year-old pacing colt. What was the ride like in 2010?
Well, it was a pleasant ride other than the Metro, yeah. I guess. But I only blame that on the poor track conditions. He was not himself that night.
Well, he certainly didn't show any breaks in his card up until that point.
No, I actually think he just stepped on, bad spot on the track, and that was it. It was just it wasn't a nasty break or anything, but he's a pretty nice horse, and he does everything that we ever ask of him. And actually, when he set the world record, that was the only time Phil let him really go.
Yeah, well, he seemed to do it on his own with a final quarter of 26-4. That was quite remarkable, and it tells you something about what this guy has under the hood and what we can expect in 2011. What's the roadmap for Big Jim?
Well, the roadmap is to bring him back in May for the, I guess it's the New Jersey Classic that goes in May. That's what Raymond is first start for, and then after that, I think it's the Burlington, or the old Burlington, some beach somewhere now it's called, I think, and then the North American Cup.
And what about the Jug? Is that in your future?
I'm not a fan of heat racing. But, yes, I think I'm going to probably have to race him in the Jug. If you're ever going to go to Sire, the Americans would like to see him in the Jug, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. And he's never raced on a half-mile track, so if you're going to point him towards the Jug, do you plan on putting him on some half-mile tracks?
No, that will be the first one. I'm quite confident that the half-mile track won't bother him. If people that saw his races, they can see that he can leave. He can leave as fast as anybody if we want to go that route. Sometimes he, in the first turn, he doesn't want to get close to the rail, but he's quite handy, I think, on any track.
Yeah, and that just might be a peccadillo that the horse has that you're never going to really see him get over. But who cares when you?
Yeah, that come from his first two or three races. He doesn't like anything flying up in his face, eh? And that happened in the first couple of races there where dirt was coming up, and that's why he shies away from that.
Yeah. Well, he may have to get over that because at some point he's going to have to sit in a hole and on a half-mile track and eat some dirt at least for a while. So here's hoping he can do that because he certainly is a splendid animal.
Yeah, well, he's been showing he didn't, even in the Breeders he sat. He sat behind somebody. He sat behind somebody in the Governor's Cup, too,
Yeah.
He's got over that to a certain degree.
Yeah. It was just before the O'Briens last year that Sportswriter was given the top ranking in the experimental speed ratings. I think many would predict that Big Jim will be in that spot for 2011. Do you agree?
Yeah, I have to agree with that. As I said to you, all along, Phil... just eased him. I just told him, just win with him, The last race, he, he said, well, you know, I'm going to let him go a little bit if we're coming down the stretch. And I said, fine, you know, because there was no other races. I think he'll be the top, rated the top. What they'll rate him at, I don't know. I'm thinking that he can go 147 and change.
Oh, yeah, you got to figure. You've also got to feel good about your O'Brien chances, especially given the nod you received from the USHWA and winning the Dan Patch.
Yeah, I think he's got it. I would think that he would win the two-year-old. If he doesn't, I'd be very, very surprised.
Yeah, if he doesn't, then Al Gore is his campaign manager.
Yeah.
Now, you paid $35,000 for him at the Harrisburg sale. Not a king's ransom in this day and age, but you must have seen something in this youngster that made you think, gee, you know, I might be getting away with a bit of a bargain here.
Well, I like, you know, as I said many times before, I won Ontario Sire and couldn't get it. But when I looked at this individual, he was a, you know, good sized horse and well made horse. And one of my nicknames is Pinky, and his mother's name is Bold Pink. You know, that's what drew me towards
him. You're kidding me.
To go to look at him. Yeah,
you're kidding me. On a name.
On a name. That's why one of the reasons I went to see him. And then the. Looking at the pedigree, I was looking for, you know, a solid racehorse, eh?
Yeah.
And I figured that he could be that.
I'd like to be around you when you're handicapping. I got to see what names you pick.
Yeah. Well, I changed his name to Big Jim because that's what they, you know, they called him in the stable down there.
Okay.
You know?
But, yeah. Well, in his maiden start, he was a very good third, and he beat a very highly touted at the time two-year-old named McCall Jackson, who sold for nearly twice the price as a yearling. You must have felt pretty good about what you had even back then.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do once he got in front in that maiden race, you know, and once they changed his bridle, that helped him a lot when he knew their other horses were coming in.
Yeah. Looking ahead, number one, it's a wistful question, but here goes. Any chance Big Jim would race at four?
Yeah, sure, there's a good chance of that.
Really? I mean, you must have had offers already by now.
I got offers sitting on the table right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done anything yet. I will not sell any more than 25% of the horse. Eh?
Good on you. Where would you like to see him stand at stud, on Ontario or down in the States?
Either Hanover or Ontario. You know, one of the two. I like Hanover Farms the way they perform and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And if Hanover had told me they're interested in him, but they're only interested in him, they said just before the jug or after the jug is what they said to me.
Well, that's their benchmark, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you've got a Cam Luck brother that you bought at Harrisburg. How similar are the two?
Very, very similar. It's scary. The Cam Luck brother is the same size, maybe an inch taller, has a lot of the same traits that Big Jim has. If you don't feed him first, you're in big trouble.
Nice.
If you feed Big Jim, which there's in the stall side by side, if you feed Big Jim first or the other one on the other side that I own, he'll kick the walls.
No kidding.
No, he loves to eat, and he's very naturally gated, and he rests. He's got so many traits that Big Jim has.
And he's not, so you're saying he's not hard on himself?
Nope. In fact, beautiful. His name is going to be Big Michael, I think.
Nice.
Well, I couldn't get Big Mike, so I'm taking Big Michael.
Sure, that'll work. Well, first of all, good luck at the O'Briens. I think that you do stand the best chance of all to get two-year-old honors for Colt Pacers. I want to talk briefly about a very progressive step you've taken, Jim Carr, and it's regards to your support of the Standardbred Redevelopment and Sustainability Plan. I mean, we all know the plan was run into opposition. Neither of us, I think, would be surprised to know that. But it's unfortunate, and I think the reason I bring it up is because, you know, hopefully by reiterating what you've done, it may inspire other horse people, owners, trainers, whatever the case may be, to get back on the wagon. I think it's what the industry could certainly use. And you know, there's pros and cons, but I don't know about you, but I kind of wish that the various horse people's groups would say to Standardbred Canada, okay, we don't like the initial draft, let's Let's massage this thing.
Yeah, it's, the trouble is with horsemen and horsemen groups, nobody will agree.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to many horsemen about this. You talk to five horsemen, you get five different answers.
True.
I don't know. Racing does need a lot of help and needs more people at the track and things like that. And I've tried to promote that, you know, the best way I can, you know.
Yeah. Well, you are doing all you can, and we need more guys like you, and we're going to highlight it when individuals like yourself step up to the plate. I want to thank you so much for joining us this day on Trot Radio, Jim Carr.
Thanks, Norm, and hopefully Big Jim has a great season next year. I think he will.
Yeah.
And it'll help harness racing, because I certainly will promote it as much as I can.
Well, bless you for that, and thank you, and good luck at the O'Briens.
Thanks, Norm.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.